Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ed Kyle, and he's a convener for the Nishna Valley Trails Association. Good morning to you, Ed.
Good morning, LaVon.
Ed, lots of things going on related to the Trails Association. I know you just had a meeting last night. It's important that a lot of people work on this, and you have a group meeting every month or so?
Yeah, that's right. We try and meet every 6 to 8 weeks just to keep the work going and keep relationships building in town. And we're always, it's an open meeting. We welcome anybody to come. Just watch the paper and listen to KJN. We're glad for people to come.
Where do you usually meet?
We've been meeting at St. Paul's Lutheran Church there on 14th Street.
Okay. No fee, just come.
Just come.
Okay.
Yep, that's right.
Very good. And I guess if you'd like supporters for the association, but if people have questions and going, what's going on here?
Sure. They should feel free to call any of us. And I write a paper or a column in the paper, and you can contact me through that as well. But we're very, very interested in the development of recreational trails, not only in Atlantic, but in Cass County and in the region beyond as well. And so we like to get the word out to people and anybody who's interested. Anyway, we would like to be a part of this.
Okay. And it is something that, of course, it is regional. People don't come just to Cass County to ride. And they don't just ride when they're here. They do some other things, too.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, the whole idea of a good paved trail system is to be a tourist destination. People like Myra and me will travel an hour or more, a couple hours, to get to a good trail. And along that trail, if there are the amenities of good restaurants, fun things to see and do, we'll go for a weekend, and have to stay somewhere and eat somewhere, but enjoy the outdoors, meet some great people, and see what the possibilities are in that community.
Okay. So it's kind of like that stone dropped in the water, all just ripples out to all kinds of effects in the community.
All kinds of things. Yes. Health and morale in the community, as well as economic development, all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm, you bet. Well, I know you have several projects that you're working on, so let's talk about a couple of those projects.
Yes. Well, at the meeting the other night, we had two really fun developments. We've got two big projects going. The first, of course, is the T-Bone Trail, that trail that runs from Audubon south along an old rail bed. But it stops 3 miles short of Atlantic out along Dunbar Road in a cornfield. And so we've got that gap to fill. And I mean, this is, 15, 17 years of development here, and it's time to get this done. And there are some good folks working behind the scenes on the details of that. Some of the veterans of this, Dave Chase, Ron Fielmeyer, Raleigh Landsness, a bunch of others. But working behind the scenes with government and railroad and all that kind of thing. Particularly Raleigh Landsness has been working with Iowa Interstate Railroad to try and get on their agenda and develop the easements we need along the abandoned track and along the active track as well. Because a basic plan is to go from the existing end of the trail along the rail bed, abandoned, and then run the trail beside the active railway southwest to the edge of town and to Buck Creek Road and be able to use the bridge there at Buck Creek right into the Shilberg Quarry Park.
And that would make sense to end at the park, right?
Right, yeah, because there's parking there, there's that loop trail, there'll be amenities as that park gets developed. And so that's kind of the hub for trail development as we look forward, because there are other ways to go from there that get us into town and into other regions of the state. The exciting thing is that we've developed now a partnership with the Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation. These are the folks in the state of Iowa who work to acquire land for public trust and public use. And they have a lot of experience working with the railroad, and they've now committed to being a partner, helping us negotiate the things we need to do. And well, as Raleigh Landsness says, working with a railroad is like pushing a glacier. It's just slow.
Very slow.
So we need a larger force, and the Heritage Foundation has come on board with this. And we're looking forward to some progress now as we work.
And they have lots of experience, and since they're statewide, I mean, that support is just
experience and staff and resources. So that's a real plus. Mm-hmm. We're just really thrilled to learn of that development at our meeting. And then there's the second project we've got going, and that is we call it a spine trail, a trail that we can build off of that will run from the Quarry Park east to the AMU ball fields along Olive Street. It'll go right in the front door of KJN here, and we've got easements in place, and It was announced at the meeting that a contract has been let for engineering of the route of the trail and the bridge that we need to put across Troublesome Creek in order to get that trail done. The money's in the place. Almost a miracle happened in how quickly all of that moved through the Iowa Department of Transportation. We just dropped our jaws, and usually takes months, took just a few days.
Almost like the railroad.
Yeah, so we were thrilled at that. And so with that, but not only that, we've also developed now a partnership with the National Park Service. You know, I mean, go figure. You think Yellowstone or Yosemite or something like that, but they also do local and regional development, and they have several projects in Iowa out of their Omaha office. And Brian Leaders, the engineer from over there, has been visiting with us, and we've got an informal agreement with an application to formalize for engineering services out of National Park Service in designing the trails that we're working on.
And ultimately, I would think that's a big plus in getting people to know about the trails. I mean, when you're with the Park Service, I would think.
Right.
Across the United States.
If you talk about ripples, that's a major channel for ripples. But it gets even more exciting than that, because what the National Park Service is working on is the American Discovery Trail, which is a trail system running coast to coast from east to west, or west to east, I guess. But the plan for the American Discovery Trail includes the T-Bone Trail as part of its plan. And so when we say we're working regionally now, we're looking to expand partnerships into the area, particularly to Pottawatomie County, as we figure how to connect from the Shulberg Quarry Park west or southwest in logical and good ways to connect with over there the Wabash Trace and the extensive trail systems that Council Bluffs and Omaha have. And so,
and then there's those to the east over in Guthrie
and then toward the east. Yeah, there's amazing stuff going on in Guthrie County and Carroll County right now. And of course, the development of the Raccoon River Trail and its loops that it has, and then they open the new High Trestle Trail over at Woodward. You get into the Des Moines area, you can ride a couple hundred miles of good paved trails, assuming the water isn't too high. But you can stay in one location and you can do 2 or 3 days of good hefty biking and have a great time with all kinds of things to see and do.
Now, you and Myra, and I think probably a lot of the people here with Neshta Valley, are really the bicyclists in the group. But I think when we're talking, especially about in Atlantic and the area, remember some people, you could use this for walking also.
Oh, yeah, walking. We come across rollerbladers. We got families with strollers and people jogging. And in the winter, you even run into a cross-country skier or two on those trails. Okay. And so multi-use, yeah. Mm-hmm. And around town, I mean, this is a major asset for families. We're looking to establish routes for kids to school. And it's just great to see how these little things come together.
Now, talking about all of this, all this development, how does Iowa rank in terms of across the nation? There surely must be a lot of states that have been doing this longer and are way ahead of us.
Well, there are. You know, there's some that are way ahead, but you'd be amazed, LaVon, at how much development there is in Iowa. And in fact, the Natural Heritage Foundation has proclaimed Iowa is the bike trail capital of the world.
Unbelievable. Let's keep working on it, right?
Yeah, well, some of that's more hope than reality right now, but it's a vision that we sure would like to be a part of.
Well, that's all really good news. And the one other thing we need to talk about, because Ragbri's coming right up, I know that the Neshta Valley Trails has an important part to play there.
That's right. We got recruited to serve as the Ride Right Committee, which is the public safety committee of the Ragbri organization, one of the 17 committees there are working on this. And so we've been doing presentations to community groups and have been inspecting the trail. We're doing a mailing to all the residents on the route from here to Carroll to alert them to the fact that 10,000 bicyclists are going to interfere with your life.
And all of the support vehicles.
All support vehicles. I mean, the support people and vehicles double the crowd from 10,000 riders to 20,000 some participants. And a lot of people in Atlantic are working really hard behind the scenes to get ready for that. But part of our agenda is to just alert local residents to watch out and prepare and think ahead, because on Sunday, the 24th of July, they're going to start coming in mid-afternoon and not quit till sundown. And And then they'll be moving through town to get to the campgrounds. And the campgrounds, there are four of them, first on Sunnyside Park, and then the middle school, and then Heritage House grounds, and then the high school. And the route that connects them is along 10th Street to Olive and Roosevelt,
so
and up there.
So we'll all be affected, whether we think we are a bicyclist or not. We better be prepared.
Better be prepared.
Welcome folks to town and enjoy it for the day, and then they'll be gone.
Oh, yeah. Some call it a folk festival, and others have called it Mardi Gras in spandex. I mean, it's it's going to be quite a time.
Just but, enjoy.
Enjoy,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, we want to thank you very much, Ed Kyle, for visiting with us today about Nishna Valley Trails and all the things going on. It's pretty exciting stuff, Ed.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Till next time, here's a thought. Your most powerful weapon against limiting thoughts is your willingness to clarify and envision what you truly want for your life.